Okay, the question we are looking at is do I need to get on the phone if I'm selling a $1,000 course? You know, this is a question you might have if you're a coach. You just launched your course, maybe it's $9.99 or it's $1,000 or somewhere in that price range, and you've heard, you know, some marketers say that it's helpful to get on the phone, and so you're wondering now with the $1,000 course, that's not really a high ticket course. It's not something that a lot of your market should have, you know, lose a lot of sleep over that decision. It's not like it's gonna be a big life-changing amount, like, you know, getting a mortgage for your house or, you know, some big thing like that, a car loan or something like that. So with a $1,000 course, you can often get away with just, you know, running traffic to your sales page and having really effective, obviously really effective copywriting, maybe doing a VSL, video sales letter, and you can make good sales with that. For a lot of niches, okay? But there's at least one scenario where I consider it helpful and advisable to do sales calls for a $1,000 course, and that's if you're launching a brand new offer, okay? You're launching something really new, and you haven't talked with a lot of customers yet to know, like, how will this new product sit with your market, and how will your people that follow your brand, how are they going to receive this new thing? So in that case, you might want to make the first 10 sales actually book a call with you rather than sending them straight to the checkout. You might want to send them to a call so that you can walk through the objections they are going to have, so that you know what their concerns are. Like, maybe they are concerned, like, how soon will I start getting results with this new system you created? Maybe that. So now that you know that, you can decide whether you need to update your product. Maybe you need to find a way to give them the result more quickly if that's a genuine big enough concern. Or it might be something merely as, how do I update my sales page so that they know, like, this is addressed in the course? Because if you don't answer those big questions that customers, potential customers might have, you might be miscommunicating what you're bringing to the market versus what people are looking for. And so that's why it's so helpful to actually get on the phone and talk with, you know, your prospective customers. But if it's a $1,000 course and, you know, you've had it running for a while, the offer, then you can, you know, you can take away the live sales calls and send traffic straight to a landing page, to a sales page. And so those are my thoughts on how you would sell a $1,000 offer. And if you need a lot more of my marketing insights to help you grow your business, then you can pick up the free Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link is in the description.